Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. I'm Chip, and it's May 15th. And this is going to be a little bit longer than 2 minutes this time. I promise not to make a habit of this, but I've got two things to cover today. Thing one is the DWO WhoCast. If you haven't listened to episode 118 yet, or if you're not a subscriber, this would be a great time to start. I joined Trevor and Marty and Benjamin Elliott of This Week in Doctor Who fame for an extended conversation about the international distribution of Doctor Who. It, you know, burns me up just a little bit that fans in the U.S. haven't seen either The Next Doctor or Planet of the Dead yet. And considering that Doctor Who is a global phenomenon now, even though it is a national institution in the U.K., it seems a shame that fans can't be part of the conversation about this show all at once. So we covered several topics and want to encourage sci-fi and space and all the other international broadcasters to air Doctor Who closer to its air date in the UK. Check out the episode, let us know what you think of the conversation topics, and then tune in any day now for DWO WhoCast 119, featuring a range of podcasters from around the world, Radio Free Skaro, Doctor Who Podshock, and even more. I hope you like it. Thing 2. Okay, I'm not terribly original. I did follow the crowd into the theater to watch Star Trek last weekend, and similarly unoriginally, I loved it. I think Star Trek and Doctor Who have a heck of a lot of in common in their rebirths. Both of them did away with old continuity in a sense. Doctor Who sort of locked it away due to the Time War and put it aside so you can come back to it if you need to, but basically started from a clean slate. Star Trek as well started from a clean slate through an alternate universe trick. Thanks to the time travel machinations, Pedantor, I'm completely butchering that word. Thanks to the time travel, a whole new timeline has been created, and the story of Jim Kirk and Spock and the crew of the Starship Enterprise in the 23rd century can go absolutely anywhere now. So with both major franchises, we saw a big effort to revitalize them and bring entirely new audiences. And as far as we can tell now, in May 2009, it's been a rousing success for Star Trek, just as it has been for Doctor Who. Another point of commonality, by the way, is that for some reason in the relaunches of both of these historic franchises, a formerly platonic alien certainly appears to be getting a heck of a lot of action in both series. I've got no problem with that. Anyway, I was really glad to just be excited and feel like I'm seeing something entirely new from Star Trek. And this is coming from a head full of lists, old school Star Trek fan who lost interest at some point during Voyager. It's much the same feeling that I got from watching Doctor Who after it relaunched in 2005. Doctor Who had been something that I cared about and enjoyed when I was a kid and in college, but had never been impressed by. I'm one of those fans who couldn't get past the production values and just the eccentricities of the show. It took the revitalization of Doctor Who under Russell T. Davies for me to fall in love with Doctor Who and to develop an interest in going back to the original material and finding the good stuff. And I'm finding that the original material had more good stuff to it than I really gave it credit for back in the beginning. So, to sort of sum up my thoughts about Star Trek and bring it back to Doctor Who, of course, I'm glad that in these cases the creators have found a way to bridge the gap between old fans and new fans, between respecting old continuity and launching off in new directions. It really had to happen with Star Trek. People were tired of Star Trek, the franchise was dead in the water, the Rick Berman, the old executive producer years were gone for good. It took something new and old, because the most recognizable figures in Star Trek history are still Kirk and Spock. It took rearranging all of those elements to make something exciting and interesting for a mass audience. The same thing happened for Doctor Who to great success, and from my perspective, what happened to Doctor Who in 2005 happened for Americans to Star Trek in 2009. And I wonder what franchise will experience this next. Thanks for listening to a little more rambly 2-minute Time Lord, misnomer if you ever heard one. We'll be back to normal podcasts very soon. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. You can find me on the web at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com. And subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for me and you'll find me. Thanks a lot, and we'll be back to normal programming in just a few days.